Are we on?
What the fuck?
Blogging is all the rage.
Something or other. Whereupon Lurk and Zeke
go around, have a couple of bros. Zombie. And in very generalized terms,
try to inform you about everything related to and involving hamburgers.
Very good choice.
Cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers.
And sliders.
Sliders.
In Montreal. Today, our heroes, Ed Hocko,
also known as Lurk,
and Chris Zeke Hand are joined by extra special guest, Frank Hashimoto, who goes by the name of Frank.
In this week's episode, Lurk leads the discussion on and about the burgers.
He thinks the burgers look very, very good. Zeke disagrees because he thinks the burgers are very, very generic
and doesn't think that his will be cooked rare enough. However, once our heroes have a bite,
Zeke recants and changes his mind.
The burger he has is indeed a very impressive
and very delicious burger.
Break up the camera.
Oh, shit. And then yours is more light, but his is more convenient, so we'll see how it goes.
And then also?
Yeah, you got the onion.
Mm-hmm, I just got the onion stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'll take one of each.
That was smart.
Guest Burgermeister Frank and Chris, you got your cheeseburgers before I got my burger. There's a little mix-up. Well, let's describe your burger. It's certainly big. It's a half-pound burger, according to the menu. It looks like it's about a half a pound. Yeah. It's like a puck, not a baseball. You got an entire slice of red onion and a big slice of dill pickle there.
That's entirely
good. It looks good. It looks like entirely too much, but it does look at least good.
No, Chris is
Let me take
shaking,
a picture.
Shaking his head right here, right now.
Like shaking like no or yes?
Shaking. Does it look like I'm shaking yes? I nod yes, I shake no.
What don't you like about that burger?
The bun is generic, the patty is generic,
the
cheese is generic, and I asked for it rare, and it's not going to be rare. And
I can tell you right now, it's not going to be rare. Oh, well, look, I do see some pink on your burger there, Chris.
Mm-hmm. But notice how...
I do see a lot of... It looks like shoelaces hanging off. That's your red onion.
That's just the onion.
Yeah.
We shall see, because yes, yeah. I'm eating it.
Frank, take a bite of that, and let's see if you're maybe a little less rare than this. Because you didn't specify rare, right?
Right.
Yours is getting cold.
I could use a little mayo.
They didn't come with any mayo?
No, right there. No.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. Packaged mayo. If you want mayo, it comes from a little zip-top package.
Oh, I like that. And you use the bottom. You've obviously not needed to do this before by taking the bottom...
Well, it's just that he grabs it.
Yes, yeah, so
Frank knows how to dress a burger.
Mm-hmm.
Craft okay. Mayo.
So far, though, after two bites,
yeah,
I still have been barely able to get to the burger.
Because it's too much stuff? But yeah. I thought you liked the stuff. You're the guy that likes the stuff. I'm the guy that doesn't like the stuff. What's going on here?
But you like the stuff when it's with
Let's see if I can get a picture of the pinkness of that burger.
You've got everybody discombobulated here.
Yeah, I know. Tonight's a real strange night at the Montreal Burger Report. On the rareness scale, you asked for it as rare as possible. I'd actually call that medium, probably.
Mm-hmm. I would say it's actually rare.
Really?
Given that it's a half-pound burger, I expected it to be thicker.
Yeah, but it is quite a diameter.
I really should not be holding onto the microphone. Right. I should be using two hands to hold it.
Because it's a two-fisted burger.
And it's really a two-fisted burger, yes.
Right. I'd say that's, what, a good 5-inch diameter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good 5 inches. Half an inch thick, probably.
Yeah, half an inch.
Yeah, and that's, you know, you Chris, your burgers.
I'm very impressed.
Yeah, good.
Not where I thought I was going to suburbia, I'd actually say you might have actually made an all right choice.
Huh. The truth comes out. Looking at, Frank likes the burger. Yeah. It's not as pink as, in fact, it's not pink at all yet, but it doesn't look like it's overcooked.
No.
Would you say it's juicy at all, Frank?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, juicy?
Okay, that's good. One reason I usually put a lot of mayo is because usually it's not.
That's the thing about burgers. That's the biggest flaw you always find is that they're always overcooked.
No, I'm dribbling down the side
of
my
hand. You're dribbling because you're big on the rare side. Meantime, I'm just sitting here looking.
They thought you wanted a club.
Yeah, I know.
It's got enough salt in it to really bring out the meat flavor.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah? But not over salty?
No.
So you'd say it's properly seasoned?
No, although I think you did make a good choice in asking for it without tomato. Because, yeah, that's if I was going to knock it, and I desperately, desperately wanted to knock it.
Yeah.
I would say it's the sort of like the raw vegetables. I ditched the pickle, I ditched the tomato, I ditched the lettuce. They to me are not adding anything to it whatsoever.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not a pickle person.
Personally, there. I love the pickles. Mm-hmm. But if there's going to be lettuce and tomato on a burger, it's only worth it if it's really good lettuce and really good tomato. I don't like this idea of just dressing up with lettuce and tomato for the sake of appearances.
The tomato's not pink.
It's not bad?
The tomato is, I can taste it.
Yeah, it's good tomato? Mm-hmm. Okay. But it's not adding to the burger, as you're saying?
No, it's just,
is it distracting from the burgery goodness?
No, it's making it just a little bit more sort of slidey and given that I'm trying to hold it with one hand and hold the microphone in the other.
We really need to invest in another mic stand.
I'm working on it. I actually want to get one of those things that like loop around the ears.
We can get one of those Madonna things like that.
No. the Jacques Demare things.
You get the mouth.
What's the Jacques Demare thing?
The Madonna.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a fistful of stuff you got there, Chris.
I think it is the sort of thing where you have the right idea. Just go in expecting the worst. And just keep repeating for the next, the first 20 minutes. No, it's going to be horrible. It's going to be absolutely,
here comes my burger.
Wild horses will drag me there.
Awesome.
Bon appétit.
Merci.
And at which point then it's, no matter what you get served.
You got bacon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's because I got the fire grill burger. Mm-hmm. She thought I'd ordered the fire grill club, maybe. So the only real difference between mine and yours is mine is barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mine has bacon.
And barbecue sauce.
And barbecue sauce. Mm-hmm.
And no tomato.
And no tomato. So even with the slight misunderstanding with regard to the order, my hastily prepared burger still came with no tomato. And frankly, it looks like it has the right, check it out. It has a paintbrush swath of barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
It's not drowning in it.
Yes.
So that's a good, smooth move.
One thing I would say is that the cheese seems a little thin.
Yeah, it's not a whole lot of cheese. They say it's Monterey Jack cheese. Yeah. Frankly, I'd rather good old fucking, or even that those Kraft singles, American cheese they call it. Which actually, normally I wouldn't eat, but on a burger it kind of works.
Yeah, it works on one.
Yeah. The fries are nothing special. They're okay, but they're nothing special. Bon appetit. Mmm.
And first impressions, other than having to wipe your hands.
It's a bit sloppy. It's pretty tasty. What I taste primarily is the barbecue sauce, which, I guess that's my own fault. Mm-hmm. I can't criticize them for that. I mean, they advertise as burger with barbecue sauce. If you taste the barbecue sauce, you can't complain about it.
Yeah, you can.
Well,
if
if
it's bad barbecue sauce.
Oh, it's not bad. It's okay barbecue sauce.
Okay.
But in retrospect, I should have just gotten the regular cheeseburger and asked them to put bacon on it.
That would have been
Yeah, that would have been good.
Did not think about that at all. Just
look, I got a little pinkness in there too.
Did you ask for it?
Nope. I think it's because they cooked it in a hurry because they had missed the order. Some people would send it back. I'm actually quite content with it like that.
No, to me, I don't think that they just got their order wrong. No, we did. I can actually time it from how long they got it wrong to what time it showed up, and my guess is no, you gotta cook the regular way that they would have. It doesn't take that long.
It's more cooked than his.
It doesn't take that long to cook.
Sorry, it's less cooked than his.
Not that much less.
His does not have noticeable pink. Mine is quite noticeable pink.
Okay.
So
maybe they could tell. Okay, we're the ones with the microphone. Therefore, you must like it rare too. Okay, so now the question I have: the difference between the raw onion, the slivered onions, and the onion rose.
I suspect that your slivered onions are going to pretty much taste the same as the big onion rose, except, you know, it's going to taste like batter, grease, and onion. More on the batter, less on the onion.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And given that it's the batter that you always go for in the onion rings, this is not a bad thing. This is surprisingly a very surprisingly good burger.
It's a much bigger burger and a very different kind of burger here.
It's also, what, about three times the price?
Yeah.
However, I'm not going to order two. I have more than enough onions to fill my belly. As I said, you guys are going to have to listen or smell me talk.
Thank you for listening to episode 41. Of the special guest Frank Hashimoto, who goes by the name of Frank. Don't touch that screen, dial, browser, or mouse, and be sure to listen in, download, or otherwise hear episode 42 of the Montreal Burger Report. When everyone agrees the Fire Grill makes a very good burger.
Very good, yeah.
And our heroes decide that Fire Grill is locationally challenged.
Challenging the ruling on the field.
But that it is not an ethereal experience. What kind of grill do they use at Fire Grill? Why does Zeke think that the Fire Grill burger is like Tim Montgomery?
And the time, 9.78.
And what does Bork think about the uniform?
Because you can express your fashion side with just a few pieces.
Find the answers to these and other questions next week in episode 42 of the Montreal Burger Report. Ed Hocko, also known as Bork, and Chris Zeke Hands visit the Fire Grill with extra special guest Frank Hashimoto, who goes by the name of Frank. Same burger time, same burger channel.
Fire Grill Restaurant and Bar is located at 1490 Stanley. They are open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. until 11 p.m., except on Fridays and Saturdays when they close at midnight. Their phone number is 514-842-0020. The Montreal Burger Report talks about hamburgers, cheeseburgers,
no coke,
and sliders. Call them what you want.
Sweet!
Eat them whenever you want. The Montreal Burger Report eats them all the time and then talks about them a lot of the time. But the Montreal Burger Report never talks with its mouth full.
Don't talk with the mouth.
The Montreal Burger Report also talks about beer. And sometimes the Montreal Burger Report even talks about fries. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Chris and Zeke Han. If you have any suggestions, comments, or just want to say hi, we can be reached via email at montrealburger@gmail.com or on the web at montrealburger.wordpress.com. We would graciously like to thank CKUT for their support, Brad sliding together for the music, and you for listening.